The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Discussion, the facts, if you will, some commentary and opinion here and there, the stories, the hot things, and what we know right now in terms of what the president is continuing to focus on. How do we get the Islamic State militants out of the picture now, Kenny? Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, in this hour of the Good Day program. It appears that up to 40 different countries have come along for the ride, or say they will go contribute in one way or another to what Secretary of State John Kerry says will be a worldwide fight to defeat this group. So we feel better about it. A lot of people want to tear the president's address this week apart one way or the other. This is one of those things where you almost feel like there's a certain amount of unpatriotic pandering going on here. Kenny, I wonder what you have found in the continuing force to, I think some of these people feel like they must comment, even though their comments don't really say much or add much to the conversation. The ones you pick out usually do. Thank you for that. So what do we have? Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show, regarding the Islamic State militants.
Kyle says, Obama's strategy is based on a fantasy that the Arab nations will step up. They won't. They never have.
Huh. Well, it's in there. He's right to a point. They haven't done a good job of protecting their own region, as is exemplified by these sorts of things coming up. There's a different mindset there, but their very existence is threatened by this. You got to wonder what the people in Saudi Arabia are thinking, because the population there is so upset. So the 40% unemployment stuff, and the people who run the country are so full of riches. And this state of technology, where there's so many people who have the way to communicate, and back and forth go the pictures of the unbelievable wealth, the ostentatious presentation the Saudis have. There's got to be a lot of people that are running countries in this area that are a little bit nervous. What else have you got?
This might be my favorite one. Floyd says, ISIS has won the coin toss, and they have elected to receive. Bombs away.
Yep. Doesn't require any comment. What else?
Let's see. Renee says, we have opened a Pandora's box in Iraq. Now the entire Middle East is a mess. It is sad. There are no alternate ways to resolve this. We need many countries' support. We can't do this by ourselves.
888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Or you can connect on our Facebook or Twitter pages, social media-wise, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, or the email address is Jen or Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com. All right, so Jennifer, the thing, the idea that this, what is he, 16, 17 years old, this kid who shot, referred to in most of the news media stories as the notorious high school shooter who escaped from prison. His name is T.J. Lane. Serving.
He's only 19 himself,
He's 19, okay. Three life sentences for the high school shooting spree. He escaped from prison but got back into custody. He broke out of the Allen Correction Facility along with a couple of other prisoners, jumped over the have you ever seen the fences? I mean, taking a really close look at the fences that are around most of the pens?
The barbed wire on the top,
yeah,
right?
That's it. Barbed wire plus slice wire. It's like knives, sharp as could be. How the heck do you get over that without chopping off your arm or some? No, seriously.
I know.
How do you get over those walls? I'm amazed. And you got to wonder, as I saw this for the first time yesterday, I was thinking, okay, this kid gets into jail. The first thing he starts thinking about is how do I get out?
Right.
And it took him
Or do you
long.
Think it just like, to, it, that was the perfect opportunity and he thought, I'm going, going to do it.
Well, they didn't get very far.
Yeah.
They're only about 100 yards away from the prison. The warden said that he wasn't very happy this happened.
No kidding, warden.
What a Moroni statement that is. Oh, all right. Well, wouldn't you have loved to have him say, hey, this was good practice for our men.
So it wasn't been Thursday night at midnight.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Bums away. Anyway, he didn't get very far because authorities were so quick to set up a perimeter around the prison. Yeah,
it's hard to get away from anything anymore. With all the cameras that are out there, I mean, it's... Oh, and people with their cell phones, it's almost impossible, I think.
All right, so that's as much attention as we ought to give to this guy, although I'm looking at some of the other things that got attention in the last 24 hours since we spent time together. And I think probably among all of the things, save ISIS, that got a lot of attention, Oscar Pistorius, not guilty of firearms charges, guilty of culpable homicide in the death of his girlfriend, negligence. Apparently, this is like a four-year thing. He could get 4 years in the slammer, or he could get nothing.
Right.
He could walk away.
He's already been in there a year, right?
Right. Do they in South Africa? Do they count time spent already?
I don't know.
All right. So, anybody think this is a much ado about nothing? So the woman's dead. She's not going to come back. This guy's a popular figure. You wonder how much politics gets involved over there. Certainly politics, excuse me, plays a part in, frankly, what we do here. And we all talk about, whether it's this country or countries that are supposedly progressive, parts of the former British Empire have the British system, so they look upon themselves as being advanced. One would have wondered if Oscar Pistorius, the same physically all the way around except black, if Pistorius had been black and the same thing happened, where do you think he'd be today?
Oscar Pistorius?
If Pistorius was black and not white, and all the same events took place, only in the backdrop of him being black, how would his life or the life of the shooter, let's say Oscar Pistorius is Oscar Pistorius, only black Oscar Pistorius.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because we don't know what the dynamic is really in South Africa.
Are you kidding?
I mean, I would know what it is. I mean, what do you think? What do you
I think he'd be in the death. They don't have the death penalty, I don't think, over there, do they? I don't think. He would be, his life would be over, finished. Yeah. All right. So speaking of that, the circumstances of Bruce Levinson, who is part owner, is he the majority owner of the Atlanta Hawks, Michael?
Yes.
Kenny? Najarian.
He's selling
okay.
it.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's selling it. But not until he sends an email around that says black fans are scaring the white fans away, so let's get more white fans in there. This is seeming, this is like third grade stuff. He sees what they did in Los Angeles, $2 billion. This guy wants out. The values of the teams are going up. He owns the stadium. Unlike the Clippers, they don't own the stadium. So this is a put-up job, as far as I can see. He does this on purpose to sell the team and increase the value. Anybody see it differently? Help yourself. 888-302-3684. Jennifer?
I think you're probably right. I mean, it was very calculated.
Write that down, please, Michael. She says she thinks I'm probably right.
You feeling okay, Jen?
Yes, nice, Jennifer.
I'd ask Michael because he's the guy, the sports guy here. What do you think, Michael?
If he did it intentionally?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
No?
I think if he wanted to sell the team, he could just say, hey, it's for sale.
Well, but does this increase its value is the question.
I don't see why.
Well, I don't know.
It did for Donald Sterling is what
right.
Doug's
thinking
saying.
The same. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is Doug saying that the people wanted to rescue the Clippers away from
Thank
Donald
you for Jennifer
Sterling.
For being my translator, by the way. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Well, is that that's right, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's exactly what I'm
saying. Is that exactly what you're saying?
That's right, exactly what I'm saying. All right, 888-302-3684. The issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, that's what the sum and substance. We're serious about the news, but not much else here on Good Day, 18 past the hour.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Eraser for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for a buck. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school. Make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. On the supply store, staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Right now, during Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, every single new guitar, amp, bass, and keyboard is on sale. Save on exclusives from Gibson, Fender, Taylor, Martin, Yamaha, and Korg. Deals like 25% off an American-made Gibson Les Paul, now just $5.99. Take up to 15% off all studio monitors, keyboards, cajones, cymbals, and drumsticks. And with our unbeatable price guarantee, if you find a better deal even online, we'll beat it by 10% of the difference. Don't miss Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, now through Sunday.
All right, 888-302-3684. It's Friday, Doug Steffen.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, we have 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our video of the day today features singer Andrew Huang, who has some fun reimagining the hit 99 Red Balloons by playing the song entirely with red balloons. Listen to this. You got to see this. We've got it, obviously, from the audio perspective. You can hear it here. But go to DougSteffen.com and look at our video of the day today. If you want to see something very clever, nicely done, the red balloons, Andrew Huang. Is that how you pronounce the name, Kenny? Huang?
I think it's Wong.
Wong. He's Wong and Wang. All right, anyway, crank this up, Michael, will you? Is that clever? It really is. God loves people who are clever. They love those clever people. All right, speaking of clever, the late-night comedians, some people think that they are clever. A lot of jokes this week about the commissioner of the NFL, Mr. Goodell, and also about the president and what's going on in the Middle East. I will tell you, Jennifer and Kenny, I watched on the plane flying out to L.A. last night about, I mean, I think 3 or 4 episodes. I've never seen House of Cards before.
Oh, what did you think?
I was really quite taken back by it. I was expecting something that was compelling, but didn't really know what to expect. So, and I think I started on episode 14 or something, and I'm now up to episode 17 or 18. But I just went from one to the next, following sort of what's going on, the intrigue that's there, and thinking to myself, frankly, is this what it's really all about? Is it really, really this, this illegal. So they're really, the episode that I watched that started, I started with was where the girl, he must have slept with her, had some secrets, and he pushed her in front of a metro train. And do you watch this show?
No, I don't. No. I'd like to, though. I love Kevin Spacey.
Do you watch it, Kenny?
No, I've been meaning to, but...
Yeah, pretty tough stuff. All right, so anyway, whenever I think about Washington now, I'm going to think about this show. Meanwhile, back at the late night shows, Conan O'Brien starts us off. There's a couple of different shots here at the NFL Commissioner, Mr. Goodell, by the late nighters, and a couple of shots at the president by the late nighters.
The National Organization for Women is calling for NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to resign. Yeah. resign. Yeah, they made their demand in a video that Commissioner Goodell says he will watch in 5 months. It takes him a while to get to those things.
During a very forceful speech last night, President Obama announced that the U.S. will lead a huge multinational coalition to fight the terror groups in Iraq. Of course, most people just turned it off because they thought it was a rerun. They go, yeah, I've seen this before.
Very excited here at CBS because tonight is the premiere of CBS Thursday Night Football right here, ladies and gentlemen, on CBS Thursday Night Football. Tremendous. CBS Sports does a wonderful job. They listen to this. They've got cameras everywhere. They have, of course, cameras on the sideline. They have cameras in the end zones. Yeah. They have cameras in the blimps. They have cameras up on the outer ring of the stadium. The only camera that the NFL is not interested in is the one in the elevator.
During last night's address, President Obama said that to combat the terrorist group ISIS, he plans to train and arm moderate Syrian rebels. That way we know exactly who will have to fight in 10 years. Because that is that how it works.
Man, these guys are skewering.
Right on. I
Woof.
Know.
Huh?
Whammo.
Let's tell you, not only, you know, even Letterman, who's not much anymore, has been taking his shots. I don't know what Jimmy Fallon's politics are. Do you?
I don't.
Offhand.
Hmm.
He's been taking plenty of shots at the president, and frankly, they're deserved. But I find it interesting under the circumstances that it's as blatant or strong or sharp, if you will, as it is. 28 past the hour on the Friday Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, biographers describe two different Ronald Reagans, a shrewd, brilliant pal and an underinformed bumbler. Which was it?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excited. Turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today.
Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Reagan biographer Rick Perlstein describes a politician who's very high EQ and IQ, but biographer Lou Cannon describes an underinformed bumbler as president. Who's the real Reagan?
Ronald Reagan had a remarkable ability to not only take the temperature of his audience who's in front of, but also the world. I think that he had a grasp of foreign policy. Many of the policies that he undertook led to an era of prosperity for America. He understood, and his doctrine, peace through strength, and working with Margaret Thatcher and working with our allies, I think he knew how to take a measure of a people.
Well, the mistake that some people make is assuming that he wasn't actually bright. Perlstein doesn't make that mistake. Perhaps Cannon does to an extent. He was actually a very intelligent person. I think where his deficiencies, if you want to call them that, lay were in his emotions. He felt very strongly about things, and when he felt strongly enough about things, that could influence his thinking about it. It would lead him to deny realities that were plain to other people. For instance, that Nixon was indefensible after a point. He kept defending Nixon after Watergate.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Is the program to be listening to. I know that I'm biased, but I'm the editor and the publisher.
You're just about everything, sir.
Yeah, good day, Matt. You know, Kenny has a great... you do, too. Everybody does. Michael's an important cog in the wheel here. The things you need to know about, if you want to look up cog in wheel, you'll see a picture of Michael. 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, the Friday Doug Stephan Good Day program. Our poll yesterday, how are you observing September 11th? See how this came out. 33% of you said, quiet reflection on my own. 31% of you said, it's just another work day for me. 14% said, with family and friends. 13% said, attending a church service. 11% said, going to a memorial. Do you have any special observation from you, Jennifer, yesterday on your part?
No, you know, I think any anniversary like that makes you recall. And so it was on my mind yesterday a bit.
Yep.
And even just in silly things like, oh, at this point, you know, my grandmother was alive. I was able to call her and, you know, talk to her about it. And so you kind of think about how it impacted your life and what you did. And I remember being at work. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I just paid respect and went on and, you know, did my work day, because I think that's what we should be doing, just to prove that we're still functioning. We're still here. We're still a country. We're still working.
I want you to know that TSA, I was proud of
you. How was
yesterday.
It? You flew, yeah.
The TSA yesterday took Meredith's bag and said that it was too big to fit in the overhead.
Was it?
No, it wasn't, as a matter of fact. After she pushed it and shoved it and squeezed it into the into the hole, and said, oh.
Go Meredith.
Can you imagine, and they did this with all the people who are in this line, how ridiculous it is that something like that becomes a priority on a day like September 11th. And there were more people in the... I happened to go through the TSA pre-check because I'm sort of signed up for that. I don't know. For some people say it's my age. Other people say it's the number of flights that you take.
It's both, actually. I looked it up.
Did you? Okay.
Yep.
So anyway, she's not on TSA pre-check, and I am. So she's in the other line. And I was going to go with her, and I thought, no, I don't want to take my shoes off. So I went into the TSA
My dad
pre-check.
Does it to me, too. He makes me go through the other area.
Right, yeah. So anyway, so she's struggling with this. She has a normal size. Her bag is exactly the same size as mine. And it wasn't full because we're only here for 3 days, so it's not like she was taking the kitchen sink. But yet these fools, this woman that works for $8 an hour, who could barely speak English, is pushing, having her, oh, you can't bring this on. And so finally it fit in. But the time and the effort for that sort of thing versus what ought to be, there were more people in the pre-check line. Nobody's really getting checked. You know, sort of, they think they know who you are. So, I mean, they're not going to pull these sorts of stunts that were pulled by the 19 on September 11th. They're not going to pull that again. Everybody's wise to it anyway. And that's what so annoys me and most anybody else who has half a brain, that we put up with this nonsense. The bellwether of this has to be a couple of years ago when I was going through LAX, and I didn't want to go through. That was in the era when they still had those bad X-ray machines, and nobody with a brain was going through them, including all the crews, all the plane, everybody working for an airline was wise to the bad X-ray stuff, and they said, no, we're not going through that. So when I, at this particular entry point, said, I'm not, I never did, but this this checkpoint was run by this snotty little kid who worked for the TSA. So I stood there for 3 or 4 minutes, and I said, I'm being penalized. I don't want to stand in this line anymore. I want to get checked out.
You're causing them
going.
Extra work, Dougie.
Right, exactly. So the kid looks at me and says, he snarls and says, now, we're not penalizing you. I said, really? There were 14 people, I counted them, standing around doing nothing. And he would say, as quietly as possible, mail check at line 3. You know, like, so you could, nobody could hear that. And I looked at him, and I just... It was so infuriating.
You need to practice yoga breathing, Dougie, when you travel.
Yeah. Well, that was the time that they took my phone out of my bag, put it in the drawer, and I realized that I had it. I went back, and the kid opens up the drawer and says, describe your phone. I said, it's black. He said, no, there's no black phones in here. So there's a lady sitting at a phone at the desk. I said, dial this number, please. She dialed it, and the phone rang in the drawer. And I got it out, and they couldn't then play the game anymore. So the kid takes the phone out and gives it to me. He says, well, there's red around the circle. I looked at him, and I said, you jerk.
Hmm.
And just like, and the guy who ran the thing didn't know. They all wanted to run for cover. But this is the kind of stuff that goes on in the name of these people having a job and not really being able to. It's so heavily already, so heavily unionized. It is a tribute to how the bad guys have won. I thought it was interesting yesterday, as many of us spent time marking the anniversary, the Islamist militants, maybe you saw this, maybe you followed this, Kenny, on Facebook and Twitter. There are a lot of them passing messages back and forth. In Pakistan, for example, the Taliban group heralded the attacks with the Twitter hashtag Happy 9/11, which has been used by jihadist sympathizers to mock America and those who observe the anniversary. I think that hashtag has been used, though, by those who are remembering, genuine remembrance as well, isn't it? Isn't that one of the hashtags that gets used a lot?
It seems like we'll never forget is the one that I saw a lot yesterday.
Yeah, really. Do you have any of those comments, Kenny, by the way? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. It came from our listeners. Did I look around here? Go ahead.
I know on Facebook we asked how people were observing the day.
Yeah.
Let's see. Most of them were saying it was just another work day.
Another work day, yeah. There were jihadists who were believed to be with ISIS in Syria, supporters with direct ties to them, taking jabs at the memory that we were thinking about yesterday. Muhaja Miski, who is an American, apparently a jihadist, under federal indictment, warrants issued by the FBI for this guy because he belongs to Al-Qaeda. As a matter of fact, I think he's an Al-Shababist. Don't you love that? He's an Al-Shababist. He tweeted several taunts yesterday. His whereabouts are unknown, but he has personal ties to an American that was killed in Syria. That fellow, what was his name, McCarthy? McCain. This guy was a friend of his. So he wrote, this would really get you going. This is heart-cooling for the believers. What a beautiful sight. He posted that. Over a photo of a soldier holding a folded U.S. flag, and a caption, never forget September 11th. Another tweet, God willing, you'll have more of them to remember soon. Mm. Other ISIS fighters tweeted their wishes for the group to deliver an attack on America. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, this is
very
the kind
sweet.
Of stuff. Yeah.
Well, did you hear
social media is used, though.
The, no, I mean, I guess they started counting or taking some kind of census of how many ISIS fighters there actually are.
Yeah.
And the report out today is that they could muster up to 31,000 ground troops for ISIS.
In Syria and Libya?
In Iraq, yes.
In Iraq, I'm sorry, in Iraq. Syria mm-hmm. and Iraq, yeah. Well,
it's a lot of people.
Yep, it is, but there are, we have a lot of people to counter that. There are 40 nations who have agreed to contribute in some way, shape, or form at this point in time to put these people in their place. Meanwhile, another discussion or debate that's been around for a long time, global warming. I'm bringing this up now, not necessarily because there was a story in Massachusetts this week where charges were dropped against two men, two activists, who were supposed to go on trial, but the DA let them go because he agreed with their activism.
Oh, boy.
They wanted to somehow or other blow up a plant using coal in southeastern Massachusetts around New Bedford. But the
no, they didn't want to blow it up. They were blocking access.
Blocking access to it. Okay, so the DA thought that this was the way to go. This is the way to save the planet. So he let him go. There you go. Why not? Massachusetts, California, bring him on.
That's right.
Right. So on the plane last night, I was also watching another show that I like to watch on the plane. I never watch it anywhere else. Into the Wormhole. Anybody familiar with that? Morgan Freeman hosts the show, which is about, it's on the Sci-Fi
he
channel.
Everything, doesn't he?
No, it's on the Science Channel, not Sci-Fi Channel. On the Science Channel. It follows his passion. I was reading a story about him in one of the entertainment magazines, a profile of his life and what his passions are. He's got a farm. Does
and
a lot
a
of work on it. He does have a granddaughter. From someone, a close relative. Anyway, so this show, Into the Wormhole, gets into all kinds of fascinating things that are powerfully potent and possible on our planet. And one of this particular show focused on the ocean and the question of whether or not the ocean has a brain. And so he went through in the show all of the things that are similar as far as proteins, as far as the energy, as far as what in the ocean bottom there is for oxygen and nitrogen, all of the things that make up our bodies and are a part of our living are part of the sea. And so the question was brilliantly overviewed as to whether or not the ocean had a brain. And because they feel that the ocean has a heartbeat that beats about once every 1,000 years, and with those occurrences comes a cleansing. And the program goes back over the history of the planet, and at least five times the oceans have overcome. It's kind of like Noah's Ark in a manner of speaking. Not biblically, but I mean the wormhole doesn't treat it as if it's a biblical thing, but if you think about what happened during the Noah's Ark era, if you believe it, that's one of the times that the Earth was cleansed by oceans, by the water. And in the wormhole presentation, a lot of scientists from various parts of the world made the case, and a pretty interesting one, how the brain of the ocean has the essence of the sea has in it the same neurological components as our brains do. And our brains have been put together and we think, so why not the ocean being able to think? And when the ocean is challenged, it purges and washes away those or that whatever it may be that challenges its survival. It was fascinating to watch and listen to the theory. Who would have ever thought about that? I mean, nobody's ever thought about that. You ever thought about that before?
Never.
Jennifer?
No.
Never. No. But Kenny, you ever, I mean, think about it. When you
I can
right
barely think about it right now.
I'll give you a headache, maybe. I find it the kinds of things that you really can learn now, if you pay attention to the good things that are on television, these things make you think. Or things that you can read in really good magazines, stimulating the brain. That's what it's all about. Well, hopefully that's what it's about here, too. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Kohl's Super Saturday is here. Run into Kohl's this Saturday and shop over 100 early bird specials from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Find apartment 9, 50 to 60% off. And statement jewelry, 35 to 50% off. Find jumping beans playwear, $5.49 to $7.49 each. New shoes and boots at 40 to 50% off. And the Keurig Elite K45 Brewer is just $119.99, plus an extra 10% off. All earning Kohl's cash. It's Super Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Right now, during Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, every single new guitar, amp, bass, and keyboard is on sale. Save on exclusives from Gibson, Fender, Taylor, Martin, Yamaha, and Korg. Deals like 25% off an American-made Gibson Les Paul, now just $5.99. Take up to 15% off all studio monitors, keyboards, cajones, cymbals, and drumsticks. And with our unbeatable price guarantee, if you find a better deal even online, we'll beat it by 10% of the difference. Don't miss Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, now through Sunday.
Hey, I'm Michael Waltrip, NASCAR driver. I've taken my share of hits on the track, but one of the hardest hits I ever took was when my mom suffered a stroke due to atrial fibrillation, or AFib, which is an irregular heartbeat. That's why, throughout September, I'll be working with Janssen to bring attention to AFib and the risk of stroke. You can show your support for this important cause by visiting myafibstory.com to upload a photo of yourself for a chance to be on the number 66 myafibstory.com car I'll be racing at Talladega on October 19th. For every eligible photo submitted, Janssen will make a contribution to the American Heart Association that will help make a difference for the millions of Americans living with AFib and for those who care for them. You can be on my car. To upload your photo and show your support, go to myafibstory.com. That's myafibstory.com.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Oktoberfest. Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's going up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy is putting the personal care back into health care. We know you by name, not by a refill number. That's a pretty powerful statement. Visit healthmart.com for a location near you. As long as we're talking about health, let's spend a moment talking about the real things in your body that bother you. Your heart, your brain, you want to protect all of these things as you get older. And the way to do it, the one sure way to do it, is by using Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Unusual name, but it sort of captures what it's all about. Omax 3 is an ultra pure, clinically proven omega-3 supplement. That's really what it is. It's shown to lower triglyceride levels in 30 days. It delivers 91% pure omega-3. It's the best omega-3 to ever be out there on the open market to stop inflammation. Other brands have 30 to 60% omega-3. Omax 3 Ultra Pure has 100%. It's tested. It's contamination-free. And you want to get it, right? Okay, so the makers of OMAX 3 Ultra Pure are so sure that you will love the benefits, they're going to send you the first 30-day supply free. It just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-316-7918 while you're thinking about it. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you, or go online to Doug4OMAX3.com. Doug, the number 4, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com, or 800-316-7918. You'll feel better. You'll be thanking me. 800-316-7918.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There's a story at DougSteffen.com about the huge recall of smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. Check that out, DougSteffen.com. Also, we have, as usual, Shelley Palmer with us, the first in an integrated series of bits and pieces of information about technology this week. Matter of fact, Shelley's going to be here in a moment to talk with you about Samsung's newest device, the Galaxy Note 4. Swell, I just got a Galaxy Note 3. Well, this is good. That's all kinds of new features, as if it's going to make any difference to me. Anyway, the story of the Samsung Galaxy Note 4 coming up in a week that Apple sort of dominated the technology news.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen, Ling.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Samsung recently unveiled its newest phablet, the Galaxy Note 4. The biggest improvement over previous versions is the phone's aluminum frame, which continues a trend started by the Galaxy Alpha. Hopefully, this means we'll see more of Samsung's future releases encased in metal, too. The Note 4 also has a removable back, which means you can carry a spare battery in your pocket to make sure you get a full day's worth of use out of the device. The Note 4 screen is the best ever in this series, as is the rear-facing camera. For selfie lovers, the front-facing camera now works better in low light, and an added wide selfie mode helps you get more of your friends in the frame. The phablet also comes with a fingerprint scanner and a heart rate monitor, just like the Galaxy 5, and a an added new UV light sensor on the phone's back. Samsung hasn't announced the price yet, but look for the Note 4 to be available from major wireless providers this October. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
There are those who say a picture is worth a thousand words. And in the following story, you may be left thinking of words like strong, determined, and life. Chanel Carraway has the story here on Good Day.
Metastatic breast cancer is the most advanced stage of breast cancer. By 2015, an estimated 175,000 women in the U.S. will be living with this condition. But what does life with metastatic breast cancer look like? Show the world your strength and help shine a light on metastatic breast cancer by posting a photo of yourself on Twitter using the hashtag MBCStrength. Photos will be selected for a Times Square display on Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day, October 13, 2014. Linda Carey is an example of a strong woman living with metastatic breast cancer and is co-founder of the Carey Foundation.
So many things changed after my diagnosis, and it was overwhelming at times. But expressing myself through art, from journaling to drawing, has helped me move forward and allowed me to reconnect with my life. I encourage all women with metastatic breast cancer to take pride in their journey and share their story with others.
To learn more about sharing your photo, visit mymbcstory.com, a site developed by AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca. Okay, so I'm looking at the stories this week about the new Apple products. The announcement, Richie and I had a conversation.
I'm online ordering my new iPhone right now as we speak.
All right, so why are you doing that? Have you had every, you fall into the same?
Because Richie is an Apple snob, don't
you? I am an Apple snob, but I skip.
He's a Mac snob.
I'm a Mix snob.
A Mix snob.
I skipped the 5S. I have an Apple iPhone 5, so there's a lot of upgrades for me that I wouldn't have gotten. The new processor, the new camera, and then this iPay. I was talking to a guy last night who actually is a programmer of websites for like stores like CVS specifically. He did their website.
Yeah.
And he says they got it right on this iPay in that they it's a one-time string of numbers for this transaction. It does not, your credit card information and date of birth is not flying through the air from your phone to the cash register. So he says they got it right, and he hates Apple, can't stand them, but he says this will change everything on how people pay for stuff.
Hmm.
All right.
Cool.
Yep.
He says they did it right. Even you.
Really?
Yeah. We can skip the whole chip and pin mess that we're going through right now in our credit cards in the United States.
Right. Can I keep your...
We'll just go right from the magnetic stripe to iPay.
Right. Yep. Pretty amazing how the world is changing.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.